around the globe, it's time for your RM World Travel Connection with Robert and Mary Carey and Rudy Maxa on the SSI Radio Network.
Let's buckle up as the show begins. Rome, well, I take you around this great big world.
Connect with the show anytime at rmworldtravel.com or on social media at RM World Travel. And now, welcome to America's number one travel radio show.
Well, we are back. Great to be here with all of you today. Welcome aboard America's number one travel radio show from coast to coast, border to border, and around the world on TuneIn on this Kentucky Derby Saturday with one-third of 2024 now over. It is just past 10 a.m. Eastern Time. May the 4th be with you. And as we transmit this program via satellite to our 575-plus weekly stations across the USA, well, these 120 minutes that we're going to spend together, they will once again have us all talking everything and anything in the world of travel. We're going to begin by giving some thanks. That's very important to do, and a sincere thank you to everyone involved in our three-plus weeks of travel to Europe, the big Let's Go America Tour London, April 8th through the 13th, the big Let's Go America Tour United Kingdom, April 14th to the 28th, to everyone at Seabourn, the Milestone Hotel and Residences in London, Visit Britain, Visit Scotland, Tourism Ireland, the Waldorf Astoria, the Caledonian Hotel there in Edinburgh, which we really enjoyed, to all the terrific guests who joined us, to all of you who connected with us while we were traveling, sending us comments through our social media platforms, or just the Contact Us tab at rmworldtravel.com.
So thank you. Big, big, huge gratitude. Thank you to everybody on who was involved in all of that. That includes our team, but just amazing. We had some great people. And if you missed any of what we shared or experienced these past three-plus weeks, there are full and very detailed recaps posted on our show website. You can find them right on the homepage under the Let's Go America Tour section. Beautiful photos, Robert. I don't think we have enough photos up there.
I don't think so. Exactly.
Plus audio links to the live shows, testimonials, listener comments, a lot more. So please go check them out when you have some time if you miss them.
Well, we definitely want you to do that. So, Rudy, you know Mary and I are very active when we travel. So I want you to, can you guess how many miles we walked over the 24 days we were in Europe?
Well, given the fact you spend 2 weeks on a ship, but there is a lot of walking on a ship, and there's long hallways, no matter how modest the cruise ship is.
And it was an expedition cruise.
All right, 24 days. Mm-hmm. If you did 10,000 a day, that's a whole lot.
We walked 106 and a third miles. That's an average of 4.4 miles a day.
Say that again. How many?
106 and a third miles. That's what we walked.
So, just round it up when you include the airport on the way home.
Well, 107. Well, listen, I stopped once we left London, so that's it. I didn't count.
It was a lot, and let me just say, hiking those Scottish bogs, I will never forget that experience. Yeah. I absolutely loved it, but I think you could double your day with those steps on those bogs.
And for us, it was the first time in Edinburgh, and I have to tell you, charming city. We really enjoyed our time there. That's the day we walked the most. We walked over like 23,000 steps practically, and that's after the show when we got there. So anyway, Bobby, I am sorry we couldn't bring back some of the haggis from Scotland for you. I know that was your number one priority for us. So how are you doing down there in Dallas?
I'm good. A little haggisless, but other than that, I'm good. I was looking forward to that, but I also understand that it probably couldn't make the trip over. So,
well,
you
I know you had the
you
grill
cannot
ready to
bring
go.
It back. We're really sorry.
Yeah,
we
even
tried.
Fresh, I don't know that I would have eaten it, to be honest. But
well, I enjoyed my haggis.
Yeah, I did not, Bobby. Just
fresh. Good.
Anyway, all right. Well, listen, I know we've got a few stations to welcome, but I'm going to hold that until next week, as I do want to share something else with all of you, as if all the travels we've just had weren't enough. After next week's show, our big Let's Go America tour will be taking us to Virginia, Hot Springs, Virginia, to be specific, and the historic Homestead Resort. So after next week's live broadcast, when you all tune in to listen to us and give us 2 hours a week, which is what we ask for, plus the Monday through Friday daily features, which we love all our stations run, Mary and I, we will leave for the Old Dominion State. And every day the week of May 13th, we'll be sharing an array of daily happenings with all of you from there. And 2 weeks from today, well, we'll be broadcasting live from America's first resort a place that's been in operation nearly 260 years.
And we time this really well because we are a little tired from that 3 weeks of travel. And I am really looking forward to their Serenity Garden, taking to the waters at their historic Warm Springs. Yeah,
yes.
There will be activity, and
we'll
find out when we get there. There will be quite a few activities going
on there.
The key
is, can we walk 107 miles?
Well, as long as I get the hot springs a few times, I'll be okay. The Warm Springs, yes. All right, well, new travel polls are up on our website waiting for you to vote. We are asking, what type of domestic sporting event would you travel for, and what type of domestic non-sporting event would you travel for? And you have plenty of options to choose from, so please go vote. We'll talk about those.
We'll do that next week. Okay. All right, so Rudy, we have 3.5 minutes left in this opening A block, so why don't you kick us off? What's got your attention for the Travel News Roundtable?
Well, I didn't know that every 5 years Congress has to re-up FAA bills, requirements, and so on, and the current one expires in a few days. The new one is going to tell the agency it has to tell large U.S. airports to get ground-based warning systems after a couple near runway collisions this year. It also wants the FAA to determine the frequency of inspections of airplane factories during periods of increased production, which is to step it up. Mm-hmm. And then you already know, because that was sort of announced, I think, a week ago, but the proposal requiring airlines to provide refunds to customers immediately when flights are canceled or significantly delayed. So whole new raft of rules coming. I didn't know they revamped all the rules every 5 years. Who knew?
Yeah, I didn't know that either. Did you know that, Robert?
I don't follow that closely, truthfully. But the beauty of life, every day you want to learn something
new.
That's
right.
And we all
even
have
in travel, we
Correct.
Just learn something new.
Correct.
Well, I'm going to switch it up completely, and I'm going to talk about Bark Air. And as I'm saying this, just think about how much this is going to cost. This is a new luxury airline for dogs and their humans, launching first flights this month, kicking off with routes between New York, L.A., and London. And no crates necessary. Basically, this is the company behind BarkBox, the popular subscription company for dog products. They're in partnership with a charter jet company. This is basically private jet flying for you and your dog. Designed
well, at
least
to allow you get to
go. Oh, absolutely. Oh, okay. It's not, you don't have to, by the way. They have dog concierges, but if you want to fly with your dog, you can. $6,000 per dog and one human, $8,000 between New York and London. You just have to arrive at the airport 45 minutes to an hour before a takeoff. No TSA, no screenings. The human gets a chef-cooked meal. The dog gets some treats. And I've heard it all, I think, but people love their dogs.
Listen,
Nobody can afford this.
I had a friend here who was in Spain, Mary, and flew 12 of her cats over by private jet. Not her own jet, service.
Some people
I
on
love
our
it.
Travels where money is no object.
Yep.
And listen,
I appreciate
if it
scales, the price will come
because
down.
Because you're not going to take it with you, so you might as well enjoy it. And I guess it makes you feel good that you're making your pet feel good.
Yeah,
you know,
absolutely.
I say God bless.
Bark Air.
All right, smoking
things,
loud on those flights.
two things real quick. Airbnb, short-term rentals. Governor Josh Green in Hawaii has signed a bill into law. That will now allow the individual counties to ban that. So be aware of that if you're going there. That's one of the – a lot of it has to do with short-term rental issues, taking away housing for locals. And then if you're going to Disney World anytime soon, I thought this was interesting. They are actually – former President George W. Bush is now – they're going to have a special exhibit of all of his paintings called Portraits of Courage, a Commander's Tribute to American Warriors. Starts June 9th. It's going to run for a year. And aside from all the stories and paintings, the exhibit there will also include information and resources to support U.S. veterans and their families. So good for Disney for doing something there. And he has become a really prolific painter.
What a great second chapter for him.
Exactly.
Didn't know he was a painter at all.
All right. When we return for this quick sponsors break, AIG Travel COO Robert Gallagher will join us for the Chief Travel Leader Conversation. 90% of the show is ahead. We're back in a speedy 3 minutes.
As we take a brief sponsors break, now's a good time to check us out on Facebook, Instagram, X, or LinkedIn at RM World Travel. We're coming right back.
Travel aboard an award-winning Emerald River cruise in Europe or Southeast Asia means sailing through lands brimming with castles and fortresses, captivating winemaking regions, and so many delightful cities, towns, and villages. You'll experience life as a local through included excursions, and on board the ship, everything is included in the affordable price from all your meals, wine, beer, and soft drinks, first-class service with an English-speaking crew, free Wi-Fi, all gratuities, there are bicycles, and more. For more info and to get up to $3,000 in savings, visit emeraldcruises.com or rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
Springtime is all about fresh air and freshly cleaned homes. It's also the perfect time to give a fresh look at SimpliSafe Home Security at simplisafe.com/carry. It's the only home security system we recommend. The system blankets your whole home in protection. It's got sensors to detect break-ins, fires, floods, and more. Right now, get 20% off any new SimpliSafe system when you sign up for Fast Protect Monitoring. Visit simplisafe.com/carry. That is simplisafe.com/carry for 20% off, or find a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
As you get ready for your next adventure, join over 2 million Americans who are already members of AMAC, the Association of Mature American Citizens, for savings and services you're going to love. Membership in this AARP alternative starts at just $16 a year and unlock a world of exclusive travel benefits for hotels, car rentals, theme parks, shows and events, movies, restaurants, and more. They're also about protecting the values that make our country great and will help you deal with the complexities of Social Security, insurance, and so much more. Visit amac.us/carry to join or rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
Ever notice when you ask moms what they want for Mother's Day, many of them ask for just one day of peace and quiet? Well, maybe you can't help mom run away from all her responsibilities, but at least you can help her tune them out and tune into something great with a brand new pair of Raycon earbuds. Their audio quality rivals the big audio brands you know and love at a price you'll love even more. With 8 hours of playtime and a 32-hour battery life, Raycons are perfect for all-day listening. Get 20% off plus free shipping at buyraycon.com/carry or find the link at rmworldtravel.com.
Got a question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert and Mary and our show team anytime on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and X at RM World Travel. Now, back to award-winning RM World Travel.
All right, back at it. We go for the B block in today's Chief Travel Leader Conversation that is sponsored by Colette.
If you love to travel, but you're not a fan of all the travel planning, then go guided with Colette and enjoy your destination without all the stress of making travel plans. If you have your heart set on visiting Europe or Canada, wandering a rainforest in Costa Rica, experiencing a tea ceremony in Japan, or many other travel opportunities, Colette's going to make sure you see the sights you want to see while experiencing the unexpected.
Colette's been a leader in guided travel since 1918. They operate on all seven continents. Every adventure with them includes accommodations, dining, transportation, knowledgeable tour managers, and what we like, ample free time so you can do your own thing. Visit Colette.com for more info or to book your travels, or find a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
Show friend Robert Gallagher is the Chief Operating Officer for AIG Travel, who you all know through this show as travelguard.com/carry. He first joined us on air over 5 years ago during our April 6, 2019 live broadcast, and today he's returning for his fifth appearance with us. We hear from our listeners with regularity about travel insurance, so for this 10-minute segment of the show, we're going to get some specifics to help protect your future travels. Off to the Patriot Mobile Show hotline we go as Robert joins us now for today's Chief Travel Leader Conversation.
Robert, it is great to have you back on the program today. Say hello to America and all the listeners we have tuned in on the 575-plus stations across the USA.
Hello, America, and all your listeners, Robert and Mary. It's great to be back with you once again.
Great having you back here.
And welcome home. You are the two of you have been traveling.
Well, we've been earning the frequent flyer miles.
Thank you, Robert.
Listen, that and walking, no question. So, all right, so listen, as you just referred to, so Mary and I, we are back just from 3+ weeks of travel to Europe, the two big Let's Go America tour events in London and the United Kingdom, and we had the three live remotes of the show from over there. So the past 2 weeks, we were with another show partner in Seabourn for a 14-day expedition cruise around the British Isles, and we had a stop in Ireland before spending a number of days in Scotland. As we got to know a number of the travelers on the ship, we asked them various questions, and one of them was, did they have travel insurance? Many did not, Robert, as they thought it was an expense that they could do without. That always surprises us. We certainly educated them on its importance. I've seen stats that say about 40% of travelers buy travel insurance regularly, about 50% or so buy it only when traveling outside the U.S. So let's start with you tackling the notion that travel insurance is too expensive, and then share a few reasons why you feel it's important to have when you're traveling, especially outside the U.S.
So in terms of price, Robert, it really is not so much a matter of travel insurance being expensive. I think it's more of the trip in and of itself, or trips in and of themselves are more expensive. And it comes down to a value decision in terms of whether or not a traveler wants to pay more for the trip by adding on the cost of travel insurance. And that comes at the expense of not thinking about what the value of travel insurance and what might happen, while you're traveling, and planning for the unexpected and what can be, either a complex or very expensive situation should an illness or an accident occur. So I really think it is more, not so much the price of travel insurance, but the price of the overall trip. And not recognizing the need or the value of travel insurance, anything unexpected happen during the trip.
Robert, beyond the different levels of travel insurance that are available for travelers, I do want to touch on bundles with you. We only briefly touched upon this with you last time you were on the show because they're really interesting options for travelers. And in terms of the various benefits they provide, you certainly offer a lot of different bundles from weddings to pets to adventure and sports travel. So just touch on that for us.
Sure, Mary. So, we offer three core products, Essential, Preferred, and Deluxe. And then as far as Preferred and Deluxe are concerned, they include comprehensive coverage that you would expect from travel insurance. But as we know, as time goes on, trips become more personal, more experiential, and more unique. And so what we do is offer given the uniqueness of travelers and their trips, we offer bundles that are options to purchase with, your core travel insurance product. Pet bundle, for example, is a daily benefit for boarding and medical expense coverage for illness or injury of your dog, cat, or service animal while traveling. And that includes coverage for trip cancellation or interruption if your pet is in critical condition or dies within 7 days prior to the departure date. That has become, a very popular benefit. A wedding bundle is another one where, destination weddings are very popular these days. Mm-hmm. As a matter of fact, I'm headed to a destination wedding in Spain later this year. But a wedding bundle is trip cancellation due to wedding cancellation, and that's not because the bride or groom changed their mind. it is if in the event there something happens to the wedding and it's canceled, then you have coverage. You have trip cancellation coverage for that. The last one I would mention, although there are, I think we have upwards of 10 to 12 bundles that you can purchase, is Name Your Family Bundle, which includes one person to be deemed as a family member for the purpose of family member-related unforeseen event coverage, right? So where it's not necessarily an immediate family member per se, you can actually name your family member. And beyond that, then there is Security Bundle, Adventure Sports, Travel Inconvenience, which is really payment for closed transactions or rental home lockout or credit card debt cancellation, et cetera. So in addition to the core products,
right.
And this information is available certainly at TravelGuard.com, there are all of these bundles that can be added to your coverage as options.
All right, so to build on that, there's no question that we're seeing an increase towards what I'll call remote or less crowded destinations. People want personalized travel itineraries, experiences that are curated for them. That has to translate to an increase in demand in what I'll call adaptable coverage options, at least in terms of travel insurance, especially when the world is as volatile as it is currently, with security in some destinations being, let's just be honest, uncertain at best these days. Thoughts?
Certainly. And I think the bundles actually apply more so to, to the uniqueness of certain trips. Our coverage is, again, pointing to the core products in particular, our coverages are destination agnostic. But I will say that it goes beyond the coverage and it goes to assistance services. For example, the more remote you go, you're going to want to make sure that you have, the resources available. And when I say resources available, by way of purchasing a travel insurance policy, whereby if you are one of our policy holders and something should happen in these unique and remote destinations, that you have a support system that you can rely on, to get you out of trouble, so to speak, or help you with, with an extremely difficult circumstance. So it really is all about the assistance services in traveling to these unique and remote destinations, more so than the coverage, which the coverage is fairly broad. And again, as I said, destination agnostic.
So let's talk about something else. You know, we're going to talk about cruises and tour operators for a minute. You know, we just mentioned Colette to begin this segment. They're another key show partner. We have a longstanding relationship with Seabourn and Ama Waterways, now also Scenic and Emerald. So when booking travel with any of these companies or many other travel companies that are out there, or travel agents, even the OTAs, travelers can certainly get travel insurance through them. We always tell our show fans who ask that they're often going to get a much better price and coverage customized for their particular needs if they simply book at travelguard.com/carry. So, you know, you can talk about why buying direct is always the best option to get that individualized protection. I will put it that way, you know, and how it can also help if or when something goes awry. So what do you say on that, Robert?
Sure. You know, I would say buying direct is an option. And it really goes back to we're a highly intermediated company. We distribute through all channels. We have, you know, various programs with a number of partners. And it really is a matter of comes back to the policyholder making sure that they've looked at the products that are available through whatever channel and making a decision relative to their needs, you know, their travel needs, their type of trip, and making sure they've got the right coverage, and then ultimately making a determination that they've got the right coverage at the right price.
So, Robert, we're going to have to leave it there for today. Not to cut you off, but we really are. Okay. We got the hard clock, but that means you're going to come back for the sixth time. We'll finish that conversation. Again, very nice to connect with you today. Okay.
We burned up 9 minutes there, did we?
We did.
We did. Robert, thanks. Give our best to Jeff Rond and the team. Enjoy the weekend.
We sure will, Mary. Thanks. And always good speaking with you and Robert. And thank you so much. Take good care.
Yeah, you too.
You take care as well. Really appreciate it as well. Thank you.
Thanks so much.
Yep.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Well, there goes Robert, Mary, and folks. I'm just going to tell you, you know, listen, we bought our policy for the 3+ weeks of travel that we just completed. It was a little over $500. It was about $166 a week. So it is very affordable and something you should have. So travelguard.com/carry, folks. We are going to step aside for some important sponsor messages. Still ahead this hour is the Destination Spotlight as we take you to Louisville on this Kentucky Derby Saturday. The NCF is coming up at the start of hour two. We'll take you back to London to talk Red Carnation Hotels with their CEO, Jonathan Raggett. Plus, we'll also share some deals of the week and a lot more. There's still 90 minutes of the show to go. We'll be right back.
As we take a brief sponsors break, now's a good time to check us out on Facebook, Instagram, X, or LinkedIn at RM World Travel. We're coming right back.
Seabourn ultra-luxury voyages and expeditions, well, they include everything except the stress.
Yes, explore hidden gems and award-winning authentic experiences in legendary cities. Connect with new friends in an intimate yacht-like atmosphere with intuitive personalized service that we can attest feels like you're among family.
All suites are oceanfront, so you'll enjoy your own private veranda as part of your home away from home. And be sure to play with the best water toys off the ship's retractable dock on Marina Day.
Plus, there's world-class dining.
Visit Seabourn.com to learn more or rmworldtravel.com. Under sponsors.
Ever notice when you ask moms what they want for Mother's Day, many of them ask for just one day of peace and quiet? Well, maybe you can't help mom run away from all her responsibilities, but at least you can help her tune them out and tune into something great with a brand new pair of Raycon earbuds. Their audio quality rivals the big audio brands you know and love at a price you'll love even more. With 8 hours of playtime and a 32-hour battery life, Raycons are perfect for all-day listening. Get 20% off plus free shipping at buyraycon.com/carry or find the link at armworldtravel.com.
To connect with the program anytime, visit us online at rmworldtravel.com.
Sometimes we all need a vacation, a celebration to bring us together now. America's number one travel radio show.
Welcome back to your RM World Travel Connection.
Welcome back to the show. This portion of the program is sponsored by IsraelNeedsMe.com. Acts of terrorism, barbaric behavior in war, they're all upsetting. Our position on this show has always been that travel provides the power to transform and create positive impact. And everyone in our audience can have positive impact on the people of Israel by helping support them during this time of need with emergency war relief. Maoz, M-A-O-Z, Maoz Israel, is a top-rated charity, one of the best you'll find. Charity Navigator gives it a score of 99%, and along with their prestigious 4-star rating, they've been operating for more than 50 years. The facts are, with what's brewing with Iran and on college campuses here in our own country, the people of Israel need help now. So consider visiting IsraelNeedsMe.com to make a difference. Lives are being destroyed by the horrors terrorism has brought to Israel, and now world pressures are impacting so many people. The atrocities of war and its pain will last for years, but in a small way, we can help folks regain hope, rebuild lives, have food and medical supplies to survive, even help school kids with supplies. To make a difference, visit IsraelNeedsMe.com, or you can look for a link at armworldtravel.com under sponsors. And now we're off to the Patriot Mobile Show hotline to connect with Peter Klayman. He is the Senior Vice President of Strategy involving the travel industry with a company called Bottle Rocket Studios, which is one of the most interesting names for a company we've had on the show in a while. Peter, I've studied your website, and my understanding is that Bottle Rocket Studios specializes in making sense of data and other information a company or industry might have. Am I close, or can you expand on that and link it to our subject matter, which, of course, is travel?
Absolutely. Yeah, I would say you're close. What we do is we're a digital agency, and we help organizations build the best possible experiences for their customers, for their employees, and for their more B2B-oriented folks within their ecosystem. So this could include things like building applications, websites, as well as some of the middleware and back-end work required to enable the data readiness to deliver on some of those experiences. So yeah, long history of working within the travel and hospitality space, and excited to be here.
Give us a couple. I know your company works in many spaces, but of course today, because of the show subject, we're concerned with travel. Tell me, give me an example of something you might be doing or have done or will do for, say, an airline.
Yeah, absolutely. So I won't get into specifics, but really what we'd help an airline do is, one, supplement their internal team with additional resources that might have more tech speciality. So Apple and Google are always coming up with updates for iOS and Android. We can deploy developers and talent who really know how to leverage those capabilities to build the best possible experiences. If any of you are United users out there, you might have recently noticed on iPhone they have one of these track your flight widgets that deploys to your home screen. That's a relatively new feature from Apple. It takes some technical prowess to implement, but it's a really good example of some of the work we would do. That's kind of one pillar. Oh, yeah, go for it.
Well, I was just going to say, you said you want to enhance folks' experience. I presume you're talking about consumer-facing, not necessarily executive-facing, as it were.
Yeah, I mean, that's one-to-one, right? So in certain situations, like we helped a grocer build tools. So if you place an order as a consumer to pick up at the grocery store, the actual individual who's out in the aisles pulling the items down, we built tools for them. So really it ranges the value chain. Ultimately, it ends up impacting the customer experience in one way or another. Just might be through a human or through a digital experience.
Or you're right, a website or an app. Loyalty programs for airlines. Apparently you have concerned yourself with that. How do you encourage customers to find an attractive loyalty program that makes them want to fly that airline? How do you do that with data?
Yeah. So I always like to say, especially to our like business customers, right, there's two parts of loyalty. The first part of loyalty is the mechanics. This is the financial modeling, the total overall impact to the business. That is going to be an area that you want to have clear definition. But that doesn't mean that someone finds the loyalty program valuable. And this is the big miss that's happening right now, right, is you may have a really robust and generous loyalty program. Let's say 8% of your revenue, of the sale, will actually go back in the form of loyalty. But the consumer doesn't think of it like, oh, this program's 8%, this program's 2%. They look at it as, how is it easy to enroll? How can I immediately see some form of a value or benefit? And then over time, how can I progress in a gamified way? So the easiest place to look at that first stage of the journey, how can I see value immediately, is restaurants, right? When you enroll in a restaurant loyalty program, you usually get some type of free item. So it's this idea of like very quickly seeing value, seeing some specialized level of benefits, and then taking care of your most loyal users. So I think airlines do a great job on that most loyal user segment. But the question is like, what about that member to member gold or member first tier experience, right?
It's usually you're talking about something like get the sign up for an airlines program and you don't pay a luggage fee, for example.
Yeah, exactly. What is a small incremental benefit you can offer that doesn't cost a tremendous amount to airlines to facilitate, but from a user experience standpoint is really well received? And that's like the part that I think isn't fully cracked right now. These enrollment benefits, the Target program is really aimed at, like, you know, business travelers and others who have choice. But what about those individuals who are more infrequent travelers and can do more in terms of initial enrollment?
Hotels as well? Would that be a logical field for you, or pond for you to fish in?
Oh, yeah. Lots of hotel customers. And really, in many ways, I think hotels and airlines have laid the standard for complex programs. But there's a lot to learn from consumer brands who have smaller price points for really doing some innovation in the loyalty space.
Peter Clayman is Senior Vice President of Strategy for Bottle Rocket. I love that name, Bottle Rocket Studios. Peter, thanks so much for joining us. We'll be right back.
The world of travel never stops, and you can always find us 24/7 at rmworldtravel.com. Stay tuned. We're back after these messages.
Debt. It can keep you tossing and turning at night. Insanely high interest credit cards and loans make it nearly impossible to pay off your debt. Well, there's a new way out of the debt trap. Pivotal Debt Solutions. Pivotal Debt Solutions can cut or even eliminate interest. They can find programs to write off your balances. They find every solution possible to end your debt. Before you do anything, contact Pivotal Debt Solutions at this internet address, zapmydebt.com, and talk to them for free. Again, that's zapmydebt.com, or find the link at rmworldtravel.com by looking under sponsors.
What's holding you back from learning the language you've always wanted to know?
Too hard.
Takes too long.
Not with Babbel. Babbel's lessons take just 15 minutes a day.
15 minutes isn't long.
Nope. And they're fun.
Fun isn't hard.
Right. Babbel's interactive lessons, podcasts, games, and more make it fun and engaging, so you don't realize you're learning a language, but you are. And Babbel's lessons are built around real life. You can choose from topics like travel, business, relationships, and more. You'll learn what matters most to you. Plus, Babbel's lessons are designed to get you speaking right away. In 3 weeks, you're able to start having conversations.
Just 3 weeks? Even better.
Since Babbel's lessons are designed by language experts and voiced by real native speakers, you'll get the accents just right and be able to carry on conversations with confidence.
Learning a language with Babbel doesn't take long.
And with Babbel, it isn't hard.
It's perfect.
And now, try Babbel free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
Switch to Boost Mobile and get the ultra smooth, ultra powerful iPhone 11 for $49.99.
He didn't start up.
See every angle with dual cameras.
Make it a double.
All on America's largest 5G networks.
Large and in charge, baby.
Get with the power of Boost and get the iPhone 11 for $49.99.
That's half a Benjamin.
Boost Mobile.
Unleash your power.
ID verification required. New customers only at one per line. Additional restrictions apply. See BoostMobile.com for details.
Did you know that feeling sluggish or weighed down could be signs that your digestive system isn't working at its best? But taking Metamucil every day can help. Metamucil supports your daily digestive health using a special plant-based fiber called psyllium. Psyllium works by forming a gel in your digestive system to trap and remove the waste that weighs you down. Metamucil's gelling action also helps to promote heart health and slows down sugar absorption to promote healthy blood sugar levels. Start feeling lighter and more energetic by taking Metamucil every day.
The power of travel is the power to create positive impact. Everyone in our audience can have that impact on the people of Israel by helping to support them during this time of need with emergency war relief. Lives are being destroyed by the horrors terrorism has brought, and now world pressures that are impacting people. The atrocities of war and its pain will last for years. To help folks regain hope, rebuild lives, have food and medical supplies to survive, and even help children in schools, visit IsraelNeedsMe.com to make a difference, or find a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
Get out the map, get on the road, anywhere you want to go.
To participate in the program, log on anytime to rmworldtravel.com. Once again, this is your RM World Travel Connection.
Nice to have you in the house today. This segment of the show is sponsored by HelixSleep.com/carry. One thing we enjoy about luxury hotels is the great beds they often provide, and having a quality, comfortable mattress to ensure a good night's sleep is always great anywhere, which is why we can't say enough good things about the folks at HelixSleep.com/carry. That's, by the way, H-E-L-I-X, HelixSleep.com. Because that's exactly what Helix delivers. Helix Sleep owns its own manufacturing facility, and each mattress is made right here in the USA by a team of skilled manufacturers and shipped directly from their facility to your door free of charge with a 100-night risk-free trial. These mattresses have been awarded the number one mattress by GQ and Wired magazines, and are recommended by multiple leading chiropractors and doctors of sleep medicine as a go-to solution for improving your sleep. Right now, for a limited time, you can save 30% at helixsleep.com/carry. Use that C-A-R-E-Y at the end, helixsleep.com/carry. Or as always, you can find the link at rmworldtravel.com by looking under sponsors. Okay, we're off to the Patriot Mobile Show hotline to connect with Derek Perry. We're going to have a little fun here because Mr. Perry is communications director with a nonprofit organization called American Coaster Enthusiasts. In case you don't know it, the world is filled with people who are really, really serious fans of amusement park rides. Derek Perry's group counts about 6,500 members in 16 countries. Derek, welcome to the show. It's all about roller coasters all the time, isn't it?
It is. I'm happy to be talking to you about roller coasters. Yeah, we eat, breathe, sleep roller coasters.
You've taken a few?
24/7. I've been on over 1,200 different roller coasters around the world. Yeah, I love them.
What? How old are you?
I'm 45.
All right. Okay. I thought if you were going to tell me you're 28, I was going to say 1,000. Still, by any age, 1,200 is a lot since I'm afraid to get on any. All right. Now, what does your association do? Do you let your members know about new rides? Do you have members reviewing rides?
Yeah. We have a couple of publications, Ace News and Roller Coaster Magazine, and we let people know about new rides. But we also, because of social media, you know, we go to media days and spread the word about all these new roller coasters. And we're also really interested in conservation and preservation of classic rides. So we present plaques to traditional roller coasters and bring awareness to amusement parks that might be in danger of closing.
Are there new roller coasters popping up every couple months or every year?
Yeah, there are about 20 new roller coasters debuting this year.
Most
of the new roller coasters debut between in the springtime or in the summer. Top Thrill 2 just opened at Cedar Point, which is the world's second tallest roller coaster at 420 feet.
That's in Ohio, right?
Yes, correct.
Northern Ohio.
And then there's a lot of family roller coasters opening this year, too. It seems like parks are trying to get roller coasters that appeal to everyone in the family so the kids can ride, the grandparents can ride. So it's definitely an exciting time for coaster fans.
Is there any new technology? I mean, I haven't seen a roller coaster in years. Would I be surprised at new roller coasters today? And if so, what would surprise me?
Yeah, the new roller coaster manufacturers, they're instead of just always going taller or faster, they're trying to come up with new variations how to ride on a roller coaster. A lot of them are involving immersive theming, but SNS, this roller coaster company, they designed this roller coaster where the track kind of rotates around the rider, so you never know which direction you're going into.
And when you say immersive experience, is that something like you might find at Disney or Universal where you're going through a artificial world courtesy of massive computerized video stuff?
Yeah, and even on practical sets and the theming outside in the land, there's a lot of storytelling going on. And besides just Universal and Disney, other parks like Six Flags and Cedar Fair parks, they're really spending time on the immersive storytelling. So they want you to have the backstory and feel like you're exploring this jungle or racing on this race car. And even smaller amusement parks like Holiday World in Indiana just opened Good Gravy, which is a Thanksgiving-themed roller coaster. So in the queue, you walk through like grandma's house and grandpa's house, and then you get on a gravy boat and you ride that through like a can of cranberry sauce and different things like that. So,
meanwhile, you're careening madly, right?
Right.
You sort of make it sound like a stroll.
It's hard to take in all the scenery, but yeah, it's definitely there now.
You got a two favorite roller coasters in the world in the last minute we have left?
It's tough. I love them all. I love the Giant Dipper at Santa Cruz Beach Boardwalk. It's celebrating its 100th anniversary this year. And that's actually where we're having our coaster convention in June, CoasterCon. It's the annual ACE event.
Where?
It's Northern California at California's Great America, Santa Cruz Beach Boardwalk, and Six Flags Discovery Kingdom.
All right. We've got to cut you off, but I want to send people to your website. It's ACE, ACEonline.org. ACEonline.org. Check it out for all things roller coaster, and you can find out about this big roller coaster meet coming up. Thanks for joining us, Derek Perry. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much. Have a great day.
We'll be right back.
Join the Travel Trio by accessing the show anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. We'll be right back.
Stay connected with us anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
All right, Mary and I welcome all of you back to the New York City area with us. It is Destination Spotlight time here on America's number one travel radio show. Today, we're going to be checking in on Louisville, Kentucky, and this segment of the show is sponsored by Travel Pro Luggage.
Well, our Travel Pro Luggage was again well-tested during our three-plus weeks of travel in Europe, and right now you can travel like a pro and save up to 25% site-wide this weekend. Whether your preference is hard side or soft side luggage, Travel Pro has the perfect travel companion for you. They're even offering you a 100-day, no questions asked, full refund if you're not satisfied.
Equipping the world to travel like a pro with first-class luggage sets and travel accessories. Mary and I, well, we travel with the Platinum Elite and Round Trip collections. Rudy prefers the MaxLite series. One of the most important items to ensure a successful trip, it is quality luggage, so don't waste your time with anything else, as this is affordable and it's going to last you. As a show fan, you're going to save 25% off site-wide at travelpro.com today. You'll also find a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
Now we're headed down to Derby City via the Patriot Mobile Show hotline. Waiting for us is their tourism executive, Doug Bennett.
Doug, hello. I know it's a busy day there in Louisville. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having us. Very busy day here.
Yes, it certainly is. So today is the 150th running of the Kentucky Derby. Many people say fierceness is the horse to beat. I guess we'll find out whether that's true or not just after 7 p.m. Eastern time tonight. This is your Super Bowl. Want to know, what is the economic impact to Louisville each year during the Derby, and why do you say folks should come experience it?
Well, it should be on everyone's bucket list. The economic impact for the weekend is $405 million. And we have had such a great week of weather. The Thurby, Oaks Day yesterday, Derby today, we'll have over 500,000 people over those 3-4 days leading up to today. So there's a magnetism, there's electricity in the air, and everyone should come experience it. And, you know, an event that's been running consecutively for 150 years, it just should be at the top of everyone's bucket list for that reason, and such pageantry that's involved in history. You really feel like you embrace the horse and all that makes Kentucky so special, and Louisville and Churchill Downs. So.
Well, congratulations on the 150th running. We'll
hold
our congratulations and see what happens tonight. Yeah. So, you know, Doug, for people who are listening right now who didn't make it for the Derby this year, but maybe they'll put it on their bucket list for next year or another year, you also have so many things to do in Louisville. Since we're a month into the Major League Baseball season, you're also home to the Louisville Slugger Museum and Factory. Talk a little bit about that popular venue.
Sure. Wonderful attractions, world-class attractions here in Louisville, and they're all very, very close proximity to one another. It's very walkable. Louisville Slugger, the iconic bat, and all the experiential activities that one can connect. It really is a 4 or 5 hour experience that very family-oriented, right in our historic West End Main Street district, just steps from the Muhammad Ali Center, Frazier Living History Museum, just a great, great concentration of world-class attractions all right there in Louisville downtown.
So something else I want to talk about. So Mary and I are just back from 3-plus weeks of travel in London and the United Kingdom. We had a chance to visit the Jameson Distillery during a day trip to Dublin, Ireland. We also went to the Johnny Walker Experience in Edinburgh, Scotland. Both are very popular with visitors. Kentucky, though, has the Bourbon Trail, and that clearly brings travelers to your city and the state. I know Woodford Reserve is the official bourbon of the Kentucky Derby, but talk about some of the other options for visitors heading your way.
You're right. You mentioned the Bourbon Trail. There'll be 1.5 million people that do the trail in 2024. Just a few short years ago, they hadn't eclipsed 1 million. So the popularity of the Bourbon Trail continues to grow. People are fascinated with it. Downtown Louisville 10 years ago had 0 distilleries. We now have 11 in our downtown area, and they're continuing to develop and grow more. It's just a people have a fascination with how bourbon is made, the history of it, and the 5, 6, 7 generations within the state. If you're not 4 or 5 generations deep in the bourbon business, you're kind of young to the game, which is really, really pretty incredible to contemplate.
We also learned something really interesting when we were abroad in Scotland and Ireland, that they purchase the oak barrels from the bourbon companies here in the States, and they get extra flavor.
So two other things I just want to hit on that are there real quick with you. Louisville, the Kentucky State Fair, that's coming up at mid-August this year, as well as the 134-acre Louisville Zoo. What can you say on both of those real quick with us?
Again, great attractions. Our state fair is very well received regionally in August. It's one of the oldest state fairs in the country. It attracts thousands of people over their two-week run. And we like to have that travel activity in the month of August. And our zoo continues to improve. We have a new executive director. It sits right in an area of town that's easy to get to. Some great experiences. Certainly a world-class zoo experience here in Louisville.
Well, Doug, what this says, again, and we've only touched on just a little bit, I mean, Louisville is a happening place. There are big, these are big numbers of people that you're talking about that are coming there. So I want to give folks the website that can make their own travel plans. The website is just gotolouisville.com, gotolouisville.com. Happy Derby Day, Doug.
Thank you very much.
Take care. Thank you.
We thank you very much. Bye-bye.
All right, Mary, will it be fierceness today? Maybe Sierra Leone, just a touch, Forever Young?
No, I always go for the underdogs.
Well, in about 8 hours, we'll know, all right?
Yep.
Well, what we also know for sure is we have to wrap Hour 1 on this May 4th broadcast. Hour 2 begins in just a few minutes after this top of the hour break, so keep those radios locked in so you can stay tuned in. Thanks for being part of today's show, everyone. Don't forget, you can catch us live or anytime at rmworldtravel.com.
You've been listening to award-winning RM World Travel, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.